Hey guys, I just wanted to share a few thoughts with you from Deuteronomy chapter 32 today. This portion of scripture is called the Song of Moses, and it says that Moses recited this entire song publicly to the Israelites. What really caught my eye starts in verse 9. I'm looking at verses 9 through 12 of Deuteronomy chapter 32. And verse 9 there says, "For the people of Israel belong to the Lord. Jacob is his special possession." And this whole little section is about the benefits of belonging to the Lord. And, you know, we think we belong to the Lord when we give our lives to Christ, that we suddenly become aware, you know, hey, now I belong to the Lord. But the reality is that if you've given your life to Christ, God knew you were going to do that. And the Bible tells us that before the foundations of the earth were laid, he knew that he was going to choose you. You didn't choose him. He chose you. And before anything was created, he loved you and he chose you. And you became aware of that when you gave your life to Christ, but you've always belonged to him. But once you participate in that and understand it, there are some benefits. And he rattles off three quick benefits. The first one in verse 10, it says, "He found them in a desert land," speaking of the Lord, "in an empty howling wasteland. He surrounded them and watched over them. He guarded them as he would guard his own eyes." And you know, if someone goes to stick something in your eye, you react just instinctively. You just have reflexes that go to protect your eye. You'll close your eyelid. You'll withdraw your head, move it back. You'll often throw your arms up or your hands up to block whatever might be coming towards your eye. You'll sacrifice your hands and your arms to protect your eyes. And the Bible says that's the way God looks at us, that that if we belong to him, that he will sacrifice things to protect us and to guard us. And of course, he sacrificed Jesus to take care of us, but I think it speaking beyond that as well. And then he says in verse 11, "Like an eagle that rouses her chicks and hovers over her young, so he spread his wings to take them up and carry them safely on his pinions." And not only does he guard us, but he rouses us. I read that when a mother eagle is teaching the baby eagles to fly, that a lot of times, even after they learn to fly, they just hover around the nest. They won't move too far from the nest, and many times the mother eagle will start dismantling the nest to make sure that they will move on with their lives. And God is not content just to allow us just to kind of sit somewhere. He will guard us, but he will also rouse us and raise us and point us to new heights and new adventures, because he wants to do great things in our lives. So he guards us and he rouses us. And then in verse 12, it says, "The Lord alone guided them. They followed no other gods." And the word there obviously is just guided. I am so thankful for the continued guidance of God. He doesn't just save us and drop us, but that he continues to lead us. And if we will listen to him and say, "God, I know that I belong to you and I want whatever you want for my life," he will speak volumes into our lives and he will lead us because of his great love for us. So those are just the three things I see there. Three benefits, or probably thousands of benefits of belonging to the Lord. But I just love that little passage there. So why don't you read that and let me know what you think about it. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this passage or you know, some of the stuff we've shared here together on my blog here. So let me know. All right. God bless.